天气很冷。
Even though it's snowy outside, it's very cold.
但是却没有阻挡我们敬畏主啊，来敬拜主、亲近主的热心。
But it did not stop our fervorness to come worship the Lord.
愿主耶稣按照他丰盛的恩典、慈爱、祝福带领我们。
And may He continue to guide us with His abundant grace and love.
啊，今天是已经是十二月的一号了啊。
And today is the 1st of November, December.
今年的最后一个月。
And this is the last month of this year.
我们才刚刚2008年、2007年哈新春特别聚会，哎，现在要最后一个月了。
And it seems not too long ago we had the New Year service.
啊，时间真的过得很快。
And indeed, time goes very fast.
时间有开始，就会有结束。
There's a beginning to the time, and there's also an end.
啊，天地万物也是一样。
And it's also the same for all creations.
有天地万物的开始，就会有天地万物的结束。
And there is a beginning to this earth and heaven, there must also be an end.
那我们今天来讲啊，这个我们基本信仰的最后一条，就是信末日的审判。
And the last doctrine of our ten basic belief is to believe in the last judgment.
啊，我们信主耶稣基督必于世界末日从天降临审判万民，一人得永生，罪人受永刑。
And that is, the Lord's second coming will take place on the last day when He descends from heaven to judge the world. The righteous will receive eternal life, while the wicked will be eternally condemned.
当世界很繁荣的时候，很和平的时候，
when there is peace and harmony on earth,
讲世界末日的道理，大概没有很多人会注意。
Nobody will listen to your saying if you're proclaiming the end of the world.
我们教会早期传福音的时候，
in the early times when we're preaching the gospel,
常常强调耶稣再来，世界末日。
We often emphasize that there will be a second coming of Jesus Christ on the last day.
真教会从1917年到现在已经90年了。
And from 1917, it's been 90 years since we've been established.
可能已经过了90年了，主耶稣都还没有来。
And maybe 90 years have passed and Jesus has not yet come.
可能觉得很多人都觉得说啊，世界末日可能很遥远，甚至可能是一个幻想。
And so many people will think the end of the world may be very, very very unreal and very far away.
大家在这个繁荣、繁华、丰富的世界打滚，可能慢慢忘记有一天会世界末日。
And we're living in this world, and we may have forgotten that there will be an end to this world.
但是主耶稣的话从来不会落空的。
But Lord Jesus will not break His word.
我们请看马太福音的24章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音的24章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
我们读第三到第九节。
Let us read from verse 3 to verse 9. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Verse 4, Jesus answered, Watch out that no one deceives you. Verse 5, For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Verse 6, You will hear the wars and rumors of wars, and see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, and the end is still to come. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm. Verse 7, huh?
Verse 7, Nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
第九节。
Verse 9, Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
主耶稣在世上的时候，有一天在圣殿的附近。
And there is one day that Jesus has left the temple.
那时候的圣殿盖得非常的大，非常的漂亮。
At that time, the temple was very glamorous.
用大理石、大石头花了几十年才盖好。
And they spent many years and used many, many precious stones to build this temple.
但是主耶稣指着那个圣殿说。
But Lord Jesus pointed to this temple and said.
那么坚固的圣殿，有一天呢，连一块石头都留不住，都会被拆坏。
And that this sturdy temple will one day be destructed, and not one rock will be left in place.
门徒就听不懂了。
And the disciples don't understand this.
怎么可能有这种事呢？
How can such things happen?
什么时候会有这种事呢？
And when will this happen?
主耶稣就继续讲了。
And Lord Jesus continued.
不单只是这个圣殿会拆毁。
Not only will this temple be destructed.
还有有一天呢，这个世界上所有的东西都会站立不住。
And one day, nothing in this world can stand.
就是第三节所说的世界的末日。
And that is in verse 3, the end of the world.
那主耶稣继续就讲了。
And Jesus continued to say,
世界的末日没有人知道是哪一天。
That nobody will know when this end of the ages will come.
但是呢，透过了解一些当时代的兆头呢，我们都知道会越来越靠近了。
But if we understand the signs of the ages, we will know it's coming to a near.
第一个预兆就是宗教的迷惑。
And the first is the deception of religion.
第四节啊，主耶稣说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
In verse 4, Jesus answered, watch out so no one deceives you.
因为很多人会冒我的名，就是耶稣的名来骗人啊。
For verse 5, for many will come in my name, claiming I am Christ.
自从有人类以来就有宗教。
And ever since there being human being, there's faith in religion.
有没有人统计过到现在为止有多少的不同的宗教呢？
Have you done a survey on how many religions there have been since the beginning of the world?
按照一本百科全书 World Christian Encyclopedia 这个告诉我们。
And according to the World Christian Encyclopedia,
现在统计上起码有19个比较大型的宗教。
There are at least 15 major worldwide religions.
我们通常以为宗教只有世界三大宗教，其实不是，起码有19个很大型的宗教。
Sometimes we only think there are about 3 major religions, but in actual fact, there are 19.
还有就把它分类呢，可以有270个很大的宗教的 religious group.
And if you can subdivide them into a total of 270 large religious groups.
我们知道我们是基督教。
We know we're of the Christian religion.
光是基督教里面就有34,000个不同的教派。
And just within Christianity, there are 34,000 different denominations.
哇，真的是非常非常的多。
And indeed, this is a great number.
可以说，基督教界的分门分派比任何的宗教还多。
And we can say that we have the most denominations of all religions.
佛教没有分到30,000+。
The Buddhist religion does not have
回教也没有分30,000+。
And neither is the Islamic religion.
只有基督教可以分到30,000+个门派。
Only the Christianity can divide into 34,000 different denominations.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为魔鬼要在末日的时候迷惑人。
Because the devil wants to deceive people at the end of ages.
魔鬼知道只有基督教、耶稣的救恩才有办法救人。
Because the devil knows that only the salvation of Jesus Christ will save people.
所以他要特别的迷惑基督教。
And therefore he put emphasis on deceiving Christians.
圣灵离开了教会之后。
After the Holy Spirit left the church.
人就被迷惑了。
And the people will be deceived.
用自己的意见头脑去解释圣经。
And they will use their own wisdom and knowledge to interpret the Bible.
透过2000年的时间，可以分到34,000个门派。
And after 2,000 years, we have divided into 34,000 denominations.
如果你是一个有心要寻求道理的人。
And if we're one that has a heart to pursue the truth.
有34,000个教会。
There are 34,000 churches.
每一个礼拜去一个。
And if you go attend one of the churches,
去到死都去不了全部的教会。
And you will not be able to attend all the churches in your lifetime.
所以魔鬼就成功了。
And therefore the devil has success.
但是神不容许他。
But God does not allow him.
在最后还是有神的真教会会出现。
In the end of ages, the true church arises.
所以主耶稣告诉当时的门徒，也是今天的我们，要谨慎，不要被人迷惑了。
And therefore Lord Jesus tell us and his disciples that we should not be deceived.
所以当世界的宗教越来越混乱的时候，
When there are many religions and deceits in the world,
我们要知道世界末日越来越靠近。
We will know that the end of ages is coming.
第二，就是军事的战争。
Secondly, and that is the wars that are going on.
第六节。
Verse 6, you will hear the wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, and the end is still to come.
自从有人类历史，就有打仗的事。
Ever since the history of mankind, there have been wars.
神是和平的神。
God is a God of peace.
但是人离开神之后，罪就进入世界。
But after men left God, sin entered the world.
人就变得自私。
And men became selfish.
人就变得很残忍。
And men became cruel.
为了自己的利益。
For their own benefits.
为了自己的土地。
And for their own territory.
为了自己的国家。
For their own country.
可以牺牲别人的利益，牺牲别人的国家，牺牲别人的生命。
They can sacrifice other people's country, other people's land, and other people's lives.
我们可能觉得现在没有打仗啊，很和平啊。
We may seem that we're not at war in this country, we're at peace.
但是不要忘记。
But we must not forget.
在上个世纪。
Just a century ago,
我们人类已经打了两场世界大战。
As humankind have fought 2 world wars,
可能大部分的我们都没有那么大的年纪经历过那些战争。
Maybe most of us has not gone through these world wars.
但是如果我们问我们的长辈有经历过的，就知道战争的可怕。
But if we ask our elders, we'll know the fearfulness that come from these wars.
所以上一个世纪有两场世界大战。
So last century there were 2 world wars.
比较大战，还有不同的国家有不同的战争。
And in different countries, there are different other wars.
但是现在我们以为很和平啊。
But now, even though we think we're very, very much at peace.
但是按照统计，现在全世界各地总共有27个所谓的 regional conflicts, 这个地区的战争在进行当中。
And according to survey, there are about 27 regional conflicts
在地图上
going on in this world.
有红色的部分，就是代表说正在打仗的国家。
And on this map right here, the parts marked out in red is where there have been civil wars.
或者是在有一些军事冲突的国家。
Or where there's been a military conflict.
我们知道我们住在左手边的加拿大、美国非常的和平。
We know that we're living in Canada and North America, we're at peace.
但是中美洲很多民工打民的事情。
But in the middle,
Central America.
The Central America, there are many civil wars.
以非洲来说，也很多的内战。
And there are many civil wars in Africa.
就是我们所听到，最近听到我们真耶稣教会传到刚果金共和国。
And we know that our True Jesus pastor had just went to Congo.
我们在那边传福音，已经有很多人信主了。
And we have spread the gospel there and have many believers.
几百个信徒已经受洗了。
There are a few hundred believers have been baptized.
但是叛军跟政府军打得很厉害。
But the rebellion is very strong against the government.
很多信徒都流离失所，连自己的家园都保留不住。
And many believers have left home. They cannot keep their home.
再来，我们看中东也是一个火药库。
And let us look at the Middle East.
我们知道人类为什么打仗呢
？And we wonder why men fight.
打仗有几个重大的原因。
There are a few good reasons.
以前的人打仗，这就是争取资源。
And in the ancient times, they fought for the resources.
这里有水。
They fought for where there is water.
你也想要，我也想要。
And both parties wanted the water.
这一块地很好，你也想要，我也想要。
And this land is very fertile, and both parties wanted the land.
就会打仗。
And therefore, they're going to fight.
现在人口越来越多。
And now the population is increasing.
全球的人口已经超过60亿了。
And the population of the world is above 6 billion.
人越来越多，资源越来越少。
And as the population increases, the resources decrease.
一定以后打仗的机会越来越多了。
And therefore, there'll be increasing chance of wars in the future.
传统都是为了争取石油、争取能源。
And traditionally, it's always fighting for resources, fighting for oil.
你看，很奇妙，神把大部分的地方的资源呢，石油的资源呢，都放在中东。
And it's very miraculous that God had put all the oil sands and resources in Middle East.
我们中东就是全世界最不稳定的地方。
And this, therefore, we see that the Middle East is the most unstable place in the world.
但是有时候我们想中东很远。
We sometimes think that it is so far.
但是呢，现在跟资源有关的战争呢，以后不会只有在中东了。
But we know that this fight for resources will not stop in the Middle East.
因为全球的水源越来越少。
Because the water resource in the world is also decreasing.
也可能因为水源打仗。
And we may also go into war because of water resources.
以前的北极是没有人会去到的地方。
In the ancient times, nobody will think of going into the Arctic.
因为北极的冰太多了，下面有很多的油，但是也开采不到。
Because the ice is too thick, and even though there are oil sands underneath, they will not explore the land.
但是现在全球的暖化。
But since global warming is happening,
水都冰都融了，开始融了。
And the ice is starting to melt.
所以以后有可能那边可以采到油。
And so there's a possibility that there can be oil sands explored in the Arctic.
所以俄罗斯你看前几个月已经派潜水艇了，在下面海床已经插了它的旗了。
And therefore, Russia had already sent a submarine to flag out their territory.
加拿大说没有我们也有这个是属于我们的。
And Canada would say this belongs to us.
很多国家都在争取这些资源。
And many countries are fighting over these resources.
所以以后因为资源的战争一定会越来越多。
And therefore, we will have more wars regarding these resources.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
打仗就是因为意识形态的不同。
And the wars come from different habits
ideologies,
and ideologies.
就是说民主国家可能跟共产国家的思想不一样。
Maybe communist countries and democratic countries have different ideas.
所以斗争很有可能增加世上的冲突的。
And this is how the conflicts increase.
第三个。
And third.
我们看24章。
Let's turn to chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
Gospel Matthew chapter 24, verse 7. Nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
这里说必有多处必有饥荒地震。
Here says there will be famines and earthquakes.
这是所谓的自然的灾难。
And these are natural catastrophes.
自然灾难从古到有都有。
And these catastrophes have happened from ancient times.
但是越靠近末世了，就会越发生的更多。
But the closer we get to the end of ages, the more frequent they will happen.
这里说灾难的起头第八节灾难的起头。
In verse 8, all of these are the beginning of the birth of pains.
小字写着灾难，原文是说生产之难。
And there is a note in Chinese, and this is beginning of birth pains.
什么叫生产的痛呢
？What does it mean to have birth pains?
我们知道妇人生产。
We know if a woman gives birth.
快要生了。
And when she is going through labor.
一开始可能一个小时痛一次。
Maybe she will have contractions once every hour.
再过可能半个小时通一次。
Maybe later it'll be half an hour.
再来十五分钟通一次。
Maybe every 15 minutes.
再来五分钟通一次。
And every 5 minutes.
频率越来越短。
And there'll be higher frequency.
最后就生出来了。
And then she will give birth to the baby.
同样的，那些战争啊、打仗啊、自然灾难，从古都有，但是到末后的日子就会越来越频密，越来越频密。
And this is the same for the catastrophes. There, it's been happening from the beginning of time, but as we go to the end of ages, they'll become more frequent.
这里啊，有个火山的爆发。
And here is a volcano erupting.
这里有雪崩。
And here is an avalanche.
这只还是小 case.
And this is only a small.
这个可能大家比较知道了。
And we may know of this more famous accident.
2004年12月的时候。
In December 2004.
南亚大地震在海中间震出来，造成非常大的海啸。
And there had been an earthquake in the Indian Ocean.
说哇，印尼很多还有东南亚沿海的地方啊，都地方那个沿海的住宅啊，人都冲走了。
And this caused great tsunamis that swept over many of the countries.
火山爆发。
And volcano erupting.
还有呢，世界各地因为全球的气候改变了，所以天然灾害越来越多。
And because of global warming, there have been more and more natural catastrophes.
这个照片是2000年的非洲莫桑比克那条河 Limpopo River 涨得很厉害，把很多人的家园都淹没了。
And here is a picture of 2000 where the river flooded.
前几个月夏天的时候在英国下雨下得特别大，很多地方都淹水了。
And a few months ago in England, there's also been a heavy rain that flooded many places.
为什么会淹水呢？
Why is there a flood?
因为应该下雨的地方没有下雨，那些雨都跑到集中在一个地方去了。
Because the places that should rain did not rain, and the rain all condensed into one location.
气候改变，巨大的台风也越来越多。
And also there have been hurricanes.
这是前几年 Hurricane Katrina 那个巨大的风眼在人造卫星看下来的图片。
And this is a picture from the satellite of the Hurricane Eye.
第四点。
And fourth.
这里有想说信仰的逼迫啊。
And there is persecution.
第九节啊，这里说那是人要把你们这信徒要陷在现在灾难里。
In verse 9, then you'll be handed over to be persecution and put to death.
杀害你们。
And they'll be put to death.
要为我的名，就是耶稣的名，被万民恨恶。
And you'll be hated by all nations because of me.
现在很和平。
Now we're at peace.
就是越靠近世界末日。
But as we come near the end time.
对基督徒的逼迫会越来越严重。
There will be greater persecution for Christians.
我们看看这个地图。
Let us look at this map.
绿色的部分代表说回教为主或者是伊斯兰为主的这个国家。
In the green, there are the countries that
Muslim states.
That are Muslim states.
当然我们是尊重所有的宗教。
And of course, we respect all religions.
我们对回教徒也是一个人权的非常的尊重。
And also for Muslims, they respect human rights.
但是呢，我们有一个事实也要了解。
We must also realize this fact.
在很多以伊斯兰或者是回教为主的国家当中啊，对其他宗教的容忍度非常的低。
That in many Islamic countries, they have very low tolerance of other religions.
譬如说你去到伊朗。
For example, if you go to Iran.
如果你是基督徒的话。
If you're a Christian there.
你是会被的。如果你是当地的伊朗人。
If you're a local Iranian,
你回到伊朗，你说我已经信了基督了。
And you return back saying I am now a Christian.
你很可能连性命都保不了。
And very likely you will not preserve your life.
去年有在欧洲啊，有一个漫画家画了一些漫画，来形容回教的先知蒙罕默德。
And last year in Europe, there's this comic artist that drew this comic about.Muhammad.
那么这是一个开玩笑，但是呢，回教世界就非常的愤怒了。
And of course, he meant for this to be a joke, but however, the Muslim countries are very angry.
到处的那个大麦大使馆都被烧啊。
And everywhere they burned the ambassador buildings.
所以如果任何的事情激怒了大部分的这个回教徒的话，是非常麻烦的。
And so it is.
就是如果激怒的 annoy 他们哈，侮辱了他们的话，他们会可以为自己的宗教来打仗，来牺牲自己的生命的。
And so, if once we offend the Muslim country, then it will be a very catastrophic result.
所以这里说最后，如果在回教的势力越来越大的话
，And so in the end, if they have greater and greater area,
那么被我们基督教被逼迫的机会可能就会增加了。
Then we'll have increasing chance of being persecuted as Christians.
再来， 我们来看红色的这个部分。
And let us look at the red areas.
红色的部分就是现在剩余还是以共产主义为主的国家。
And the countries marked out in red are still communist.
共产主义也是很可能啊，会在末日啊，会逼迫基督教徒的。
And these people are very likely to persecute Christians at the end age.
因为共产就是唯物论主义，就是说没有神的。
And because the communists have the atheist point of view.
随时可以改变他们的策略，都会逼迫有宗教的的信徒。
And so they may anytime they want can persecute those who have a belief.
我们大部分人都是从亚洲移民过来的。
And most of us have immigrated from Asia.
以后在中国，在台湾那边的改变，我们是预料不到的。
And we cannot predict the change around the Eastern Asia countries.
但是如果有一天政府政策改变了
，But if one day the government changed their laws,
对宗教的容忍度收窄了
，And they have narrowed their tolerance on religion,
一切都有可能发生。
Then all things can happen.
当然，我们不知道怎么样发生，只有神知道。
Of course, we do not know what will happen. Only God knows.
但是主耶稣已经讲得很清楚了。
The Lord Jesus spoke very clearly.
那时候一定会有人逼迫你的。
That one day there will be people who persecute you.
一定会在患难里面的。
And you will be indeed in.
甚至一定有可能被杀害。
And some will be put to death.
所以我们有时候想想，我们准备好没有
？So we often think, are you ready for all of this?
今天如果连逼迫都没有啊，我们都不热心。
If right now we don't even have persecution and yet we're not fervent.
连逼迫都没有，我们都不想聚会。
And since we have no even when we don't have persecution, we don't want to come to services.
如果真的逼迫来了，我们会在哪里？
And if there had been persecution, where would we be?
所以我们要在逼迫来之前要赶快建立信心。
And therefore, before persecution comes, we must build our faith.
因为在逼迫的时候就没有办法聚会了。
Because when there is persecution, we cannot hold services.
没有道理听了。
There will be no sermon to be heard.
没有一期可以团契了。
And there will be no fellowship together.
可能你跑你的，我跑我的。
And maybe they'll be fleeing in their own directions.
可能圣经也被充公了。
And maybe there will be no Bibles to read.
可能甚至被下到监牢里面了。
Maybe you'll be put in the prison.
所以没人知道会发生什么事情。
So nobody will know what happens.
那现在是那么平安的时候。
But since we're at peace right now.
应该叫把握机会，建立信仰。
We should take hold of this opportunity to build our faith.
好，这里在讲末日的景象会是怎么样呢？
And then we continue to read what would happen in the end of ages.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let us turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the heavenly bodies will be shaken.
二十九节说那些日子就是主要来审判的日子。
And here it's just that those days is the days that the Lord was to come.
那些灾难过去就是刚刚讲的那四种。
And the distress are the distress that we have just talked about.
刚刚讲的那些灾难是人为的跟人世间有关的。
And those distresses have to do with civilization.
但是呢后来那些过去之后呢从神来的灾难呢就来了。
And immediately after all these distress, the catastrophes from God will come.
日头会变黑啊。
The sun will be darkened.
月亮也不放光。
And the moon will not give its light.
到底怎么样发生我们不知道。
And how will this happen? We do not know.
如果真的是以指着物质的太阳。
If we're talking about the physical sun.
神要解决我们人类很简单。
It is very easy for God to destroy humankind.
神不用直接打击地球。
God does not have to attack the earth.
只要神控制太阳这个热力核子反应慢下来。
And if the sun will slow the reactions.
我们都冷死了。
Then we'll be frozen.
如果加快核子的分裂，太阳的温度热一点，我们就烧死了。
And if he increases the speed of the reaction on the sun, then we'll be too hot.
因为日头变黑不放光了，所以月亮也不放光，月亮是反射太阳了。
And since the sun is dark and the moon will not give us light.
这里讲众星要从天上坠落。
And the stars will fall from the sky.
天使都要震动。
And the heavenly bodies will be shaken.
我们知道为什么星球啊会在运转那么有规律的运转呢？
And we know why the planets are in proper order.
就是所谓的万有引力是牛顿所发现的。
And it is because the force of gravitational attraction found by Newton.
就是每一个物质啊以它的质量来说啊对对方啊都有一个吸引力。
And that is every body has a mutual attraction to another body depending on their mass.
我今天在这边我可能吸引你但是你也吸引我只是我们的 mass, 我们的质量太小了所以这个吸引力拉不住你跑了我不会吸引不住啊。
And so sitting here, we all attract to each other, but depending on our mass, we don't have that big of mass, so we cannot attract very strong.
但是地球的质量，那个引力吸住了月亮。
But the Earth is very massive, and the gravitational force is attracting the moon.
太阳的引力也吸住了地球。
And the gravitational force from the sun is attracting the earth.
这个力量都刚刚的好。
And these forces are just right.
神在提供这个力量，所以天地星球都在运转了。
And God had provided this force so that the planets are revolving in the right speed.
但是神要毁灭世界太简单了。
And it's very, very simple for God to destroy this world.
只要把这个人没有办法解释来源的能力，这个万有引力拿走了。
As long as you take this gravitational force away.
这个时候，这里就说，天上的众星都要坠落，天使都要震动。
Then the stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书。
The book of Hebrews.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
从第一节开始，一章第一到二节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets and many times and in various ways. Verse 2. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir to all things and through whom he made the universe.
这里告诉我们，神借着儿子耶稣基督创造了万有。
Here it tells us God had created all things through his Son.
还有用他全能的命令托住了万有。
And also through his powerful commands.
托住啊，创造完还要把它托住。
And after he had created them, he would
sustain the world.
Sustain the world.
所以神创造，神也是把这个万有引力继续来支撑这个地球。我们再看第三节啊。
And let us look at verse 3. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being sustaining all things by his powerful word.
神用他的话，他的 word 而已，不用什么，他的 word， 他的话都托住了万有了。
And so by just God's words, he has sustained all things.
神说没有了，这个引力没有收起来，就万有都没有被托住了。
And when God takes away the gravitational force, and all things will not be sustained.
所以就像我们今天的东西掉下来，会往下掉，这是因为有这个引力的存在。
And so, for example, when we drop something, it'll fall to the ground because of gravity.
没有这个引力，东西就不会往下掉了。
If there's no gravity, things will not fall to the ground.
再来我们看彼得后书第三章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
彼得后书三章十节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
继续呢，第十一节。
11. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives.
12.
12. As you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming, that day will bring out about the destruction of the heaven by fire, and elements will melt in the heat.
这里第十到第十二节，这里彼得长老所形容世界末日的情况。
And here from verse 10 to verse 12, Elder Peter described the end of the world.
这里从人几千年前写的这个描述啊，可能我们以人，有些人觉得说开玩笑，人怎么可能天地万物都被烧掉呢？
And these are the descriptions that he wrote from long time ago, and right, we may think of this as a joke right now.
因为以前的人觉得火很厉害，但是火没有办法烧石头啊，石头还是烧不动呢。
And because at that time, they think fire is very powerful. However, we know fire cannot burn a rock.
但是这里说到末后的主的日子要来。
But on the last day, when the Lord comes.
那么有大响声，突然间会发生。
There'll be great roars.
第十节说，有形质的都要被烈火消化。
And here in verse 10, it says all elements will be destroyed by fire.
我们知道物质组成的最原始的单位就是它的 element, 它的元素。
And we know that the most basic form of all mass is elements.
温度高到连元素都可以拆开。
And therefore, it tells that the heat is enough to destroy the elements.
以前的人没有办法想象到底怎么烧啊。
And in the past, people cannot imagine how this fire will burn.
但是后来科学越来越发达。
But as the science advances.
告诉我们有可能的。
And it tells us this is possible.
因为神把原子创造。
Because God created the elements.
原子里面含着巨大的能量。
And within these elements, they have there's power.
只要有方法把原子里面的分子的能量释放出来。
And as long as you can unleash these powers from the elements.
这个温度啊，这个能量是不可以想象的高。
And then this temperature is unimaginable.
我们知道历史告诉我们。
In history, it tells us.
第一颗原子弹。
The first nuclear bomb.
在1945年美国的发明了。
And it was created by the U.S. in 1945.
它的威力相等于2万吨的黄色炸药 TNT.
And this is equivalent to 20,000 tons of TNT.
1952年。
In 1952.
美国发明了比原子弹atomic bomb更厉害的 hydrogen bomb 氢气弹。
And the U.S. created this hydrogen bomb that is more powerful than the nuclear bomb.
在太平洋一个孤岛上面试爆。
And they tested this on an island in the Atlantic.
这个威力啊，在5000万，这个等于5000万吨的黄色加油的威力啊。
And this power is equivalent to
50 million
tons of TNT.
整个岛从地球上、地头上、地图上都被除去了。
And this island was destroyed and disappeared from the map of the world.
所以这是我们常看到的，这个是 mushroom cloud 啊，蘑菇云，就是当原子弹、核子弹引爆的时候，引起这个云，就是叫蘑菇云。
And this is the mushroom cloud we see after a nuclear bomb explodes.
引爆、试爆的时候，它的温度里面都是几百万度的。
And we know that this temperature is a couple million degrees.
温度高到什么东西都会发成灰，什么东西都没有了。
And this temperature is so high that all things will become dust.
这个是非常非常可怕的。
And therefore, this is very, very destructive.
那个能量哪里来的呢？
And where did this energy come from?
这是里面的原子的力量、分子的力量、核子的力量释放出来的。
And this energy comes from the protons and neutrons inside.
所以第十二节这里说，我们要切切仰望神的日子来到。
Therefore, in verse 12 says we have to look forward to the day of God's coming.
因为在那日，天地都被火消化了。
Because that day it will bring destruction to the heavens by fire.
这个消化跟第十节那个消化被烈火消化了是同一个字，原文是有 loose， 就是把它释放的意思。
And this destruction destroy from verse 10 and 12, it is the same word, and in the original text, it means to let loose.
分子释放了，能量发现非常大。
That we let loose of the protons and we release the energy inside.
神不一定要用人的原子弹、核子弹来毁灭地球。
God may not use the atomic bombs created by human beings to destroy the world.
只是我们用这个来讲，就是说，神只要把分子里面的能量释放出来，我们人就受不了了。
But we can tell from this that as long as God can release this energy from the elements, then we will not survive.
我们知道，我们今天为什么人类可以生存，就是有太阳。
We know how we can survive today. It is by the sun.
太阳的能量哪里来的呢？
And where did the energy from the sun come from?
因为太阳里面的核子反应、连锁反应，不断的在释放很大的能量。
And it is because of the chain reaction happening on the sun.
一切都在神的掌控当中。
And all of this is in the control of God.
我们人类太过渺小。
And we human beings are very trivial.
所以如果有形质的都要被烈火消化。
And therefore it tells all things that are elements will be destroyed.
我们想想第十二节。
And let us look at verse 12.
我们应该怎么圣洁呢？第十节、十一节说，我们应该怎么样圣洁、敬虔的等待主的日子来到。
And so in verse 11 says we ought to live holy and godly lives.
有一天我们所看到、所摸到、所拥有的都会不见。
And know that everything that we have possessed, we have touched, will be destroyed one day.
如果我们把所有的盼望、一生的精力都放在世界上面
，And if all of our hope and was on this world,
有一天有形质的都要被释放，都要不见了。
And there we must know that one day all of these elements will be destroyed.
到最后呢，第十三节
，In verse 13,
但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有益居在其中啊。
But in keeping with this promise, we're looking forward to a new heaven and new earth.
有形质的不见了。
All the elements are destroyed.
但是我们呢会被改变。
But we will be changed.
有一个新天新地，不是物质的地方，我们转变一种存在的方式。
There will be a new heaven and new earth. We will be transformed to a different world.
到时候我们的存在就不是用物质的存在了，我们是灵魂跟神的同在。
And our existence will no longer be material and physical. We will be in spirit.
这是在义居在其中，有义在里面。
And therefore, there is home of righteousness.
所以啊，这个是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
再来，死人会复活。
And thirdly, the dead will resurrect.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十六节。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of archangels, and with the trumpet called of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
17节。
Verse 17, after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever.
有人觉得死人复活好像很难想象。
Many people think it's very difficult to imagine people coming, rising from the dead.
其实一点不难想象。
But it is very easy to imagine this.
我们知道神是全能的。
We know God is omnipotent.
神可以从完全没有来创造生命。
And God can create life from nothingness.
这个是最难的。
It is the hardest thing to do.
没有东西比从没有变东西出来更难。
And nothing is more difficult than to create something out of nothing.
神要把已经没有生命的把它生命还给他，他就有生命了。
And if God was to give life into something that is dead, then the thing will be alive.
到时候死人要复活。
And therefore the dead will arise.
要接受审判。
And they'll be judged.
但会先改变。
And of course they'll be first transformed.
到时候耶稣就降临了。
And then Lord Jesus will descend.
我们看回来马太福音。
Let us turn back to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音第24章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 24.
我们看这个三十节。
Let us look at verse 30.
三十节。
Verse 30. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory.
31节。
31. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds and from one end of the heaven to the other.
到最后主就是降临。
And in the end, Lord Jesus will come again.
万族都要哀哭。
And all the nations will mourn.
为什么会哀哭呢？
Why will they mourn?
因为他们想象不到的事情竟然发生了。
Because what they cannot imagine is happening.
你看，当每一次的地震、每一次的海啸、每一次有大灾难的时候，大家都在哀哭啊。
And whenever there is earthquakes or tsunamis, everyone will be mourning.
人的能力太小了。
Because we have very little power.
改变不了什么事情。
We cannot change many things.
但是最后主来的那个兆头更恐怖。
But the signs of the Lord's coming is even more destructive.
大家觉得说，哎呀。我们已经太迟了，我们已经没有机会了。
And they know they're too late. They have no more opportunities.
但是呢，主耶稣会驾着天上的云彩降临。
And the Lord Jesus will come on the cloud.
天使吹号，把属他的选民聚集起来。
And his angels will call with a loud trumpet and gather his elect.
什么时候这个会发生，我们不知道。
We don't know when this will happen.
但是刚刚所讲的那几个兆头已经很明显了。
But the signs that we have talked about, they're very obvious.
我们作为一个信徒，我们再不能睡觉了。
And as a believer, we cannot be asleep anymore.
我们知道这个世界的局势越来越紧张。
And we know that there is greater and greater tension in this world.
最近的石油已经快100块一桶了。
And right now the oil price is almost more than $100 a gallon.
油价高，国际关系就会紧张。
And the higher the oil prices, the more tension it is between countries.
全球暖化加急。
And there is greater global warming.
世界各地的灾祸越来越多。
And there are more and more natural catastrophes in this world.
国与国的关系也会更紧张。
And there will be tension between countries and countries.
回教世界跟西方社会分歧越来越大。
And there will be greater division between the Muslim countries and the Western countries.
意识形态差异非常的大。
And they have very different ideas.
所以以后会发生征战的机会越来越大。
And therefore, the chances of war is increasing.
世界宗教越来越混乱。
And there will be more and different religions in this world.
非常难找到，很容易迷惑人。
It is very easy to be deceived.
所以主耶稣讲的那些兆头啊，都已经出现了。
And so all the signs the Lord Jesus have talked about, they have appeared.
三十二节。
Let us read verse 32.
三十三节。
32 and 33. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twig get tender and its leaves come out, you must know the summer is near. 33. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door.
哇，主耶稣讲这句话非常重要。
This is very important words the Lord Jesus spoke.
你怎么知道夏天来呢？
How do you know the summer was to come?
当我们看到哇，树枝长芽了，无花果都开始结果了。
When we see the fig is bearing fruit and the twigs get tender.
夏天来了。
Then we know the summer is near.
同样的，主耶稣讲的那四个兆头已经都有的话，你要知道主耶稣已经站在门口准备要进来了。
And so we know that the signs that Lord Jesus talked about when they happen, he is standing already at the door.
哇，我们准备好没有？
Have we been prepared?
所以主耶稣来要审判我们。
And Lord Jesus was to come and judge us.
启示录二十章。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 20.
二十章十一到十五节。
Chapter 20, verse 11 to 15.
启示录二十章十一节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne with him who was sitting on it. The earth and the sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. 12. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, and which was the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books. 13. The sea gave up the dead that were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead that were in it. And each person was judged according to what he had done. 14. The death in Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. 15. If anyone's name was not found written in the books of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
约翰呢, 在异象里面看到一个非常大的一个审判的情况。
In a vision, John saw this great judgment.
看到个非常大的白色宝座。
And he saw this great white throne.
白色代表圣洁，是主耶稣，是神坐在上面的。
And white represents purity, and on it was Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个宝座面前呢，天地啊，天地都已经没有可以躲避的地方了。
And before the throne, the earth and the sky fled from its presence, and there was no place for them.
害怕，很害怕，那是跑不了了，一定要面对了。
They were all in great fear, but they have to face it.
好，在宝座前有两卷不同的书。
And before the throne, there were two different scrolls.
十二节说，展开这个案卷了。And
in verse 12, they have opened the books.
第一卷书是什么东西呢？
What was the first book?
是记载那些不得救的人,
and records those who were not to be saved.
没有生命的人,
those who did not have life.
他一生做了什么事,
and what he had done through his life.
做了什么坏事,
what evil things he had done.
从他出生到死那一天,
from the day he was born to the day he died.
也不一定什么大的坏事, 只要跟神的道理不合符的, 在神看来就是罪。
And it doesn't have to be a great crime as long as it does not obey God's words, and it will be a sin.
展开了。
And the book was open.
一个一个按照他所做的神会问他们审判他们。
And God would judge them one by one according to what they had done.
第十三节最后就是按着所行的来受审判。
In verse 13 it tells they will be judged according to what they had done.
神很清楚我们做了什么。
God is very clear on what we have done.
我们自己很清楚我们做了什么。
And we ourselves are very clear about
神也有 record, 有记录。
And God has also a record of all
things. 但是神有另外一卷书。
And God has also another scroll.
第十二节就是说是生命册。
And this is the book of life.
这车就不一样了。
This is a different book.
如果你的名字有在生命册上面,
if your name is in this book,
你就有救了。
Then we have life.
因为生命册代表神给你生命，神接纳了你的。
Because if your name is written in the book of life, that means God has accepted you and God has saved you.
大家常坐飞机的，可能都有做过standby的感觉啊。
And if we have been on the plane, we have been on standby.
我要一次去纳吉利亚。
There was once I went to Nigeria.
发生了一些事情。
And some things happened.
很想赶回南非。
And I wanted to return back to South Africa.
没有飞机位。
But there was no seat on the plane.
大家都挤爆了那个地方。
Because it was very crowded.
那个航空公司说，大家只能等standby，看看你有没有运气了。
And the airline said you can just stay on standby and see if you have better luck.
很紧张。
And so everyone was very nervous.
所以要听到 Timothy Young. 哇，我的心舒服了，石头下来了，可以坐飞机，可以坐，不用在这个地方了。
And so when I heard my name, I was very relieved that I can get on the plane.
到时候审判就是这样。And
it is like this in the last judgment day.
你的名字有没有在神的生命册上面？Is
your name written on this book of life?
这个最重要。This
is the most important.
你的名字有在上面的话，If
your name is in this book,
生命是属于你的，主会接到你，知道永远生命里面。
Then life belongs to you and God will receive you.
如果没有的话,
if it is not in the book,
念到最后都没有的话,
if till the very end your name's not in the book,
这个时候咒诅被我掉到硫磺火湖里面去了,
then you will be thrown into the lake of fire.
第十四节说这个是第二次的死。
In verse 14 tells us this is the second death.
所以这是很恐怖的。
And so this is very fearful.
不是开玩笑的。
This is not a joke.
真的是有审判。
There will be a second judgment.
连人都有审判。
And everyone will be judged.
连社会都有审判了。
And they will be judged society.
更何况是创造天地万物的神呢。
And not to talk about the God that created all things.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹要记得。
And therefore we must all remember.
在这个世界过得丰富也好，贫穷也好。
And whether or not we lived a wealthy life or a poor life in this world.
做大事业也好，做一个小职员也好。
We may be just a small employee or maybe a great manager.
不是最重要的。
It is not the important thing.
最重要的是名字有没有在生命册上面。
The most important thing is whether or not our name is in the book of life.
所以我们要确保我们的名要在生命册上面。
So we must be sure that our name is on the book of life.
怎么样才可以记在生命册上面呢？
How do we keep our name on this book?
第一，要接受合法的代税洗礼。
The first is to be baptized.
第二，要接受圣灵的重生。
And we have to be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵将我们的坏习惯改过去。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, bring down our old habits.
这样子我们的名字就可以在生命册上面。
And that is how our name can be kept on this book of life.
义人呢，到最后会得到真生命。
And so the righteous will have true life in the end.
所以我们今天讲到关于世界末日的道理。
And so today we've talked about the truth regarding the end of ages.
这个听起来好像很遥远。
And it seems very far away.
好像很难想象。
It seems very hard to imagine.
但是我们拿开这本圣经。
But when you open this Bible,
从创世纪开始。
From the book of Genesis.
到新约大部分的书卷。
Into the New Testament.
大部分的历史的预言已经应验了。
And most of the prophecies came true.
包括耶稣的降生。
Including the birth of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的受难。
Including his crucifixion.
包括以色列国的灭亡。
Including the destruction of the kingdom of
Israel. 圣殿的被毁。
And the destruction of the temple.
以色列的复活。
And the resurrection of the Israel.
所有历史的预言都已经应验了。
All the historical prophecies have came true.
现在只差最后一个。
And we're only waiting for the last one.
就是世界末日。
And that is the end of ages.
你想想看，神会开玩笑吗？
And do you think God would be joking about this?
我们刚刚讲过了。
We have just talked about this.
时间有开始就有结束。
Where there is a beginning, there is an end.
这个世界有开始就会有结束。
And this world has a beginning and it will have an end.
会不会在我们这一代我们碰到呢？
Will it happen in our generation?
没人知道。
Nobody knows.
但是很有可能。
But it is very likely.
因为刚刚我们读过了，主耶稣说那些预兆通通有了。
And as you've just read, all the signs that would happen, and it has happened.
已经在门口了。
And therefore he is standing at the door.
世界末日已经在门口了。
And the end of ages is at the door.
现在在大风暴之前的平静。
And this is the calm before the storm.
前两天太阳不是很好吗？
A few days ago we had great sunshine.
通常有大风暴、大风雪之前都是天气很好的。
And we know that before the storm is always very good weather.
现在还有天气预告。
And since now we have weather forecast.
很冷啊。
It is very cold.
大家不要出门啊。
And we should not leave the house.
这个就是天气预告。
And this Bible is our forecast.
已经在门口了。
And it is at the door.
很可惜，很多信徒不看天气预告。
But very, very regretfully, many believers do not look at this forecast.
很多信徒还在暴风之前的平静迷失了。
And they have been lost in this calm before the storm.
在睡觉了。
And they're sleeping.
拼命赚钱，拼命享受。
And they're living in their luxury and trying to earn more money.
大风暴要来了都不知道。
And they don't know that the storm is to come.
所以我们要准备好。
Therefore, you must be prepared.
世界末日就在门口。
But the end of ages is at the door.
你准备好没有？
Are we prepared?
你可能说啊，可能不是我们这一代。
You may say this will not happen in my generation.
就算不在我们这一代。
Even if it does not happen in our generation.
当我呼吸最后一口气。
When I breathe my last breath.
今天如果得病了。
If I were to fall ill.
医生告诉我剩两个月。
And the doctor told me I have 2 months left.
就是我的世界末日。
And that will be my end of ages.
今天我们如果出去开车。
If we drive out today.
自己很小心，别人不小心。
If we're very careful ourselves and somebody else was not careful.
一个大卡车弹过来。
And the truck will cut us off.
就是我们的世界末日。
That will be our end of time.
如果我们坐飞机。
If we're on a plane.
飞机掉下来。
And the plane falls.
就是我的世界末日。
Then it will be my end of the world.
所以世界末日不是那么远。
So the end of the world is not that far.
可以是今天。
It could be today.
可以是今个晚上。
It could be tonight.
我们准备好没有？
Are we prepared for that?
唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.